call to keep Trump from office. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The final report by the January 6th House panel accused former President Trump of failing to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol and of criminally engaging in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
The report details accusations the former president and his allies engaged with state lawmakers or election administrators at least 200 times in an effort to overturn election results. It also says 187 minutes passed before Trump made an effort to get the crowd to leave the Capitol grounds. The report has several policy suggestions, including barring Trump from holding future office. Trump has called the committee highly partisan.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the White House. A measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve slowed last month, another sign that the long surge in consumer prices seemed to be easing. Today's report from the Commerce Department shows that prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier, down from a revised 6.1% increase in October. Well, the massive holiday storms resulting in closed roads, canceled flights, and power outages from high winds. Frigid temperatures are seen in dozens of cities, including Chicago.
It is just downright dangerous out here. They've cleared all of the snow from overnight, but these temperatures are so bad. Today, we are in a winter storm warning all the way till Christmas Eve. We're not going to go above zero here in Chicago today. And, you know, commuters, they're going through their own nightmare.
Fox's Robert Gray is in Chicago. Nearly 900 passengers were evacuated from a Staten Island ferry last night following a fire in the ship's engine room. The New York City Fire Department reporting 5 people were injured, 3 requiring hospitalization. Officials say that evacuation took just under an hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A new White House report makes several accusations against a Russian military group.
The man known as Putin's chef is accused of buying weapons from North Korea for Russia's war effort. A close ally of President Vladimir Putin, Yevgeny Prigozhin, owns the Wagner Group, a Russian military organization, recruiting fighters from prisons to lead Russia's efforts in Ukraine's east. Its fighters are accused of human rights abuses in Africa and are now in Ukraine. The White House says in some instances, the Wagner Group is actually leading operations over Russian military officials, specifically in the eastern city of Bakhmut. And the U.S. says more sanctions are coming against the Wagner Group in the coming days and weeks.
Fox's Nate Foy is in Kyiv, Ukraine. A shooting targeting a Kurdish cultural center in Paris today left 2 people dead and 4 others wounded. A 69-year-old suspect was wounded and arrested. Accused crypto swindler Sam Bankman-Fried is paying one of the highest ever bail amounts to stay free while he waits to be prosecuted for fraud.
Sam Bankman-Fried was back in the U.S. as of Thursday, appearing before a federal judge in New York City on charges of fraud relating to collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, on which SBF, as people call him, once bragged billions of dollars were exchanged. He and his family have now put up enough cash and collateral to pay an ordered $250 million in bail money, and he's now confined to his parents' $4 million home on the edge of Stanford's campus in Palo Alto, California. He can leave only for doctor appointments and substance abuse counseling. Eben Brown, Fox News.
North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters today. It comes days after U.S. and South Korean warplanes conducted joint drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.